What's happening, people? This is Cameron Holloman, CEO of Let Me Suit You Bespoke Clothing, and as you know, a billion other things, and I don't have time to get into all of those. We'll have to do a whole nother podcast on that. But I want to say welcome to my little world. It's been a long time, and it's been a crazy journey. I cannot even get into all the things that I've been through, but I'm here, and I'm happy, and we making it. So I figured, hey, I got time finally. I got my life negotiated where I actually can free up some time to make sure I get some things taken care of. My podcast is one of the things that I definitely wanted to dust off. So, welcome. I know the last 2-3 months, I've gained some crazy following for some reason. Whatever. But I'm appreciative for it. And I am so thankful for these new followers that I've gained. You guys are pretty freaking cool. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, you've made your boy feel really great. You've motivated me. You're keeping me on point. And it's all about accountability these days. So I appreciate you guys holding me accountable, which is why I make this podcast. Because I wanted to make sure that I do the things that I said that I wanted to do. So today, we're gonna be talking about fashion. But we talking about fashion in a deeper way, because I don't think people understand fashion and its power, because fashion can do so many things. There's a reason why I dress up. There's a reason why I dress the way I dress. Number one is because I love the way I look, which isn't one of the big things we're going to talk about, but fashion brings me so many things. It brings me happiness, it brings me love, it brings me business, it generates money, it keeps me in a peaceful state of mind, so it helps me mentally. There's so many benefits to fashion that I don't think people are paying attention to, and to be honest, it's such a big deal that there's a reason why you see certain celebrities pushing certain brands, or you see certain people wearing certain brands. Like, there's agendas behind everything, so you have to be careful with what you wear. So today I'm gonna be talking about fashion and how it can benefit you, and how your fashion is something that can literally change your life. So we'll start off with how fashion can affect your love life. I know, deep, right? People don't think about the art of loving yourself. And I'm being honest with you. It has a lot to do with what you eat, exercise, you know, what you do, your activities. But a lot of it goes into what you wear. How you dress will literally set the tone for the day. If you go put on some joggers, some flip-flops, and a t-shirt, you set the tone for the day. It's usually, I'm tired, I'm lazy, I don't want to do much, don't bother me, I'm just here to do this job and get the heck out. Now let's flip that. If you wake up and you get suited and booted, I'm talking about head to toe. And that's not, when I say suited, I don't mean putting on a suit, I mean putting on your best. Something that makes you feel like you are unstoppable. You look the best. You feel sexy. You feel confident. That's actually what that's going to bring to you. You're going to feel like money. You're going to feel confident. You're going to feel sexist. You're going to feel like you. So we can see that what you wear is a big deal, and how you wear it. So when it comes to your love life, being attractive, what is it? I mean, the first thing we do is we literally fall in love with a visual of the person. We're not walking up to a person like, you know what? You look like you get great conversation. I like you. We're created as visual creatures. The other things that come after the conversation, the personalities, all that, that's the extra. But when we look at somebody and somebody looks put together, shoes nice, nice outfit, fits well, smelling good, looking good, you're drawn to that person like a moth to flames. Again, put it on the other side. You see a person, shoes dirty, they smell like dirty clothes, clothes just too big, they haven't been washed. What would you think about that person? Is that like, that's my husband or that's my wife? I highly doubt it. If you do think that way, I can see why we are in a horrible place when it comes to the relationship game and marriage and love and happiness. We're not taking time to love ourselves and how you look and putting yourself together and presenting yourself a certain way. The first big part to loving yourself. Because how can you expect love if you don't love yourself? That's silly. So tomorrow, single men or women, get dressed. Because we are attracted to pretty things. So, don't go over the top. Be you. You don't have to put on a ton of makeup. Guys, you don't have to get some super Gucci, Louis, and you know, name brand. It's just about, just look good. Put on something that makes you feel good. You'll attract what you need. I promise you. Second, I was going to talk about how fashion can benefit you business-wise. Now, I know everyone pretty much works in some shape or form on here. I don't know how you're paying that phone bill if you're not. But how we dress is a big deal when it comes to where the workplace. I'm a black man, so I'm gonna be honest with you. We already know if you're a black man or if you haven't been living under a rock, we're not treated the best. I'm gonna be honest with you. But when we look a certain way and present ourselves confident, strong, intelligent, I'll be honest with you, kind of get a little bit of respect. So how we present ourselves to the world, that is really how we're going to be taken. So if you present yourself like a piece of crap, most likely people are gonna treat you like a piece of crap. So please pay attention to how you dress when it comes to your employment, or if you have your own business, especially if you have your own business, because I will tell you, man, you got to look the part if you expecting somebody to spend money with you. There's a reason why every store you go into, there's a floor plan. They have things set up so you can be appealed. Your eyes can be just drawn in there. It's pleasing to your eyes. We gotta do the same thing when it comes to how we dress when we want to be, when we're conducting business. Because I'll be honest with you, I'm not spending my money with you unless you look like money. Now, you don't have to, like, say, be in Louis Vuitton or, you know, these crazy high-end brands. Man, you can go to Ross and look like $1 million. You can go to Marshall's and look like $1 million. You can go to Burlington's and look like $1 million. I can guarantee you for $70 or less, you can be the man of the hour. It's just about how you put things together and how you present yourself. So please take time, go through your wardrobe. You going to do a business meeting? You going to work tomorrow? You don't like your job? Dress a certain way to make you feel good and watch the reaction of the people around you. If they got something to say funny, they want to laugh, they want to joke about it, hey, it ain't about them. You got dressed for you. You didn't get dressed for them. Confidence. Got to have confidence.
Last, I'm going to talk about how dressing for success can benefit you when it comes to your mental health. We so stressed out right now, it's ridiculous. People are zombies. People are just in pure chaos. It's like being in a tornado all day, every day. When you sleep, you in a tornado. When you wake up, you in a tornado. When you go to lunch, you in a tornado. When you eat dinner, you in a tornado. There is no, it's nonstop. So you have to really take time to set your peace within yourself. And then when you're peaceful, man, it transfers out to everyone else. So the easiest way to do that is looking a certain way. Prepare your outfits when you get ready to go. Iron. Pick it out before. Try it on. Look in the mirror. Turn around. Treat it like it's you about to go and this is the most expensive item you have ever put on. You're not going to waste your money, right? You're not going to put on something that just, you spent all the money on it, but it don't look good. No. Take time. Look at, get yourself prepared before you walk out that door. Because that world outside that door, and maybe even inside your house, is like pressure. Pure pressure. You got to put on your life-saving bubble suit to keep that pressure off you. Dressing nice and looking good, it does something for you inside, and you glow. People will be attracted to you. People gonna keep coming up to you. People gonna want to talk to you because they feel comfortable. You so confident that you made them feel confident. So you got to make sure when you leave that house, you are ready to take on the world. You can be sat in front of the president. You can be sat in front of any delegate, anybody of class, and it would not bother you. You wouldn't be caught off guard. That's how you should be when you leave your house, because that's how life is. You don't know who you're going to meet today. Maybe that the job that you're at that you hate so much, maybe if you look nice and you dress yourself up, you'll be surprised on the way to work when you're transiting to the job that you hate. Somebody might want to talk to you and say, what do you do? And offer you a job paying way more, doing way less. I speak from experience, guys. I love you guys. And I'm going to be honest with you, another reason why I dress up is for you, man. I love to see you guys smile. I love when I'm coming to a place and people are just lit up because of the outfits that I have on. That's why I do it. It's for everyone. When you happy, you just, man, it rubs off on everyone. Smile more, guys. Give yourself a reason to smile. A great way to do that is by looking at yourself in the mirror when you leave. And smiling and feeling completely and utterly confident and happy with what you have on. You should be excited. Because you just never know what the day is going to bring. There's no reason to be upset. No reason to be stressed, guys. Because at any moment, you get one phone call, one email, one conversation away from being the best day in your life that lasts forever. 15 minutes. I never go over it. I love you guys. Dress up tomorrow, please. Please. Tag me in some pictures. Follow me on Facebook, Cameron Holloman. Cameron, let me suit you, Holloman. Let me suit you. Follow me on Instagram. Just Google me. It's too many. I got too many pages. It's hard to keep up with them all. But I just really, really happy that I had the opportunity to speak to all of you. And I hope you dress for like the best day in your entire life tomorrow. And I hope that everything you've been wishing for comes to you for doing so. This is Cameron Holloman, CEO of Let Me Suit You, Bespoke Clothing. There's more to come. This was just the beginning. So just wait. I'll see you guys next week.